It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews of the bands that make Jersey rock. Coming up, we chat with Ashton McKinley and Diego Alessandro about their latest singles. We rock both of those tracks, along with tunes from Brock and Spro and Metal Life Crisis. They're rocking the Stone Pony in Asbury Park with Judas Priestess this Saturday, February 1st. But first, let's kick off the show with a band that's in action this Tuesday night. Catch them at St. Vitus in Brooklyn on January 28th. I'm talking about Kodiak. Here's Alone on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Yeah! With Alone on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. You can catch them at St. Vitus in Brooklyn this Tuesday night, January 28th. Doors are at 7. Tickets are $10. They're available at stvitusbar.com. More info at kodiakbands.com and the Jersey Rock page at wrac.com. Joining us over the phone is Ashley McKinley. We're about to rock her latest single. Ashley, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Last time I talked to you, you were live in studio with Nick Ryan for our Christmas Eve broadcast, and thank you again for that. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
And just a few nights later, you rocked the Wonder Bar. How did that go?
It was awesome. It was a really good turnout. Just tons of fun to play with a bunch of my friends. And yeah, it was a great time.
And you're currently back in Nashville, going to school out there and rocking that scene. How are things out west?
It's good. You know, I'm actually looking out the window and it's snowing, which it never snows here, so it's pretty cool. Snowing here is like a flurry.
Okay, you know, it's funny because we kind of like, lately, we've kind of had what I would say, I'm probably jinxing myself now, a bit of a mild winter out here. It hasn't been that brutal. Every time we've had snow, it's kind of melted away pretty quick. So our winter this year might not be that far off from what you're experiencing in Nashville.
Yeah, a nice warmer winter is always good.
I'm one of the weirdos that likes snow, but you know, I think most people would probably agree with you. Anyway, though, you have a new single we're about to rock, and you're currently writing another one, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I just finished writing a new one. I'm super excited. I'm working the music out on it right now. So, in like pre-production.
If somebody wants to get any of your recordings, what's the best way for them to do that?
All of our music is online on every streaming platform you could think of. Or you can check it out on my website, which is just ashleymckinleymusic.com.
And you have some awesome music videos up there as well. Any plans for any new music videos?
I would love to shoot a music video, hopefully within the next year or maybe sometime this year. But I don't have any current plans to.
Well, there's some great ones up now over it. It's ashleymckinleymusic.com, right?
Yeah.
And the track we're rocking, your latest single, tell us about The Truth Is.
So The Truth Is one of those songs that I just sort of sat down at the piano one day, and I wrote the whole thing in one shot. It's a piano ballad. My friend Rob Murdoch played on it. He's a beautiful piano player, and my friend Will Cooper produced and recorded it. So it's just a very simple piano ballad. I'm really proud of it.
Ashley McKinley, keep an eye out for another new single coming your way at ashleymckinleymusic.com. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, Tom.
Always a pleasure. Right now, let's rock your latest track. Here's The Truth Is on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
The neighbors heard us screaming. I still can't believe it. It's gonna take a while to shake off all the shame. Sorry for the yelling. I think that you could tell. I just couldn't take any more of the pain. Well, I tried so hard to figure it out. Held on till I could not stand myself anymore. Truth is that out on me, making me feel crazy. We were such insanity. The truth is, I couldn't hold on, but I never wanted you gone, gone. I never wanted you gone, gone. I needed a break from communication, 'cause you'd stay mad no matter what I'd say. Think when things got hard, should have taken time apart, but I never felt we had security. Believe me, I tried hard to keep it together, but I could not hide all of my anger. The truth is that we don't belong. The truth is we all. Taking things out on me, making me. shame. Like when I lie in bed and you're not there. The truth is, out of we don't belong. The truth is, we always felt wrong. Crazy, oh, we were such insanity. Truth is, I couldn't hold on. No, this isn't what I want. I never wanted you gone, gone. I never wanted you gone.
This is Alan Brock.
And I'm Chip Skro from Brock and Skro.
And you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
No one would go. Been here for
Scrow with Soldier Song on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their debut album, No Reason to Complain, is out now. Now, a member of the Scrow family, Will Scrow, is taking part in a charity ice hockey game at the American Dream Mall up in the Meadowlands on March 27th. The event is to raise money for Kids Ice Cancer. It's an organization that provides funds to charities that support those battling pediatric cancer. More info on that at kidsicecancer.com, rockandscrow.com, and the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Joining us over the phone is Diego Alessandro. His Diego FM series continues to rock the internet with awesome 80s pop tracks. Diego, thanks for calling in again.
Thanks for having me on, Tom. Happy New Year.
Hell yeah, man. Happy New Year. It's a pleasure to have you back on. The last time I spoke to you was not only last year, but last decade. And, you know, we were talking about Diego FM. And for anyone who might have missed that, tell us about Diego FM.
Well, Diego FM is a series of singles that I'm doing that's inspired by the 80s synth pop and pop rock that I grew up absolutely loving. And now the 80s have kind of had a renaissance. It seemed like the ideal time to kind of do something musically I've always wanted to do.
Where could someone listen to the tracks?
Well, I mean, you can listen to them on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon Music, of course. If you'd like to purchase the singles, you can get them for $1 at diegoa.net/DiegoFM, and that all that money goes directly to me. So if you want to support an indie artist like me, always try to find where you can buy their tracks.
Hell yeah, and I'm totally digging these tracks. Now, you know, you're taking a little bit of time off of performing in the winter, but in the spring, you have a bunch of dates coming up. If somebody wants to keep track of all those announcements, what's the best way? Social media, the website, what would you recommend?
Well, obviously, follow me on social media, at DiegoMusicNJ for Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I put everything up on my social media, and I'm constantly on there scrolling through. Even if you want to give me a shout-out, you know, I try to get back to people in a timely fashion. But you could also go to my website, diegoa.net/live, and that'll list all of my upcoming gigs, and it has the most up-to-minute information. I edit it almost on a daily basis.
And the track rocking on this week's podcast, you have some help from a guy we know very well, Brian Morelli, on the drums. You also have Tom Coughlin on the sax. Tell us about Long For You.
Long For You, I mean, it's almost embarrassing to say, way back when I had a major, major crush on somebody who I never had the stones to ask out. And one day I'm sitting there kind of thinking about it, and the regret hits. I think, I think some people might know how that feels. And the song kind of just came from there. We originally recorded it with Lot 25 for Eden Boulevard in 2015, but we never finished it, and that's where the drums on this track comes from, and that's why my cousin James Del Tacoma and Brian Morelli, our good friend, are both listed as a co-producer on this track. As it emanates from those sessions, I finished it off here in my home studio, and now I'm getting the chance to put it out.
And, you know, I think a lot of people can empathize with what you're talking about before, about having a crush on somebody and maybe missing that opportunity to make good on it. And this, of course, fittingly or heartbreakingly, is going to be out on Valentine's Day.
I couldn't think of a better day to drop this song, but I also feel it may be the best pop song that I've ever written. So I just thought everything kind of lined up, the stars aligned perfectly for this Valentine's Day. And, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll help you listening with telling somebody that you long for how you feel.
Diego Alessandro, keep an eye out for more new singles from Diego FM. Right now, let's rock that track. It will be available on Valentine's Day. Diego, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Diego Alessandro off of Diego FM. It's Long For You on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Can you hear me? Can you see me? as I pass right on by. Do you feel like I feel? Stripped of your alibi, 'cause it feels so right. I long for you. I long for you. I remember us together, effortlessly reaching out. If it's real, don't conceal, don't hide behind fear or doubt, 'cause I've been there too.
Sean from Metal Life Crisis, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Lights, lights, G1 Nights, G1 Nights.
Midlife Crisis with a track of the same name on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park this Saturday, February 1st. They're opening for the all-female Judas Priest tribute act, Judas Priestess. Learn more at facebook.com/MetalLifeCrisisNJ or the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.